It's your Mountain Rock, Q94. Man, I tell you, they just don't make music like that anymore. I mean, classic stuff. That is great. Bob Seger. If you don't like Bob Seger, we just can't be friends. Hey, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary and Diane Faraci. How are we doing, Gary?
Good morning, Gary, on this soggy Thursday morning.
Oh, howdy. It is a little soggy. Probably not been a whole lot of boats just rolling past the Bayou Resort this morning, eh?
I've seen a couple. Just the crazy guys.
Diehards.
In their rain suits.
Yeah. Well, here's what I've got for you. We've got a calm wind. And the dew point is, it feels muggy, 69 degrees is the dew point. The visibility right now is good. Barometric pressure is at 29.99 and is currently rising, so that the fishing should be really good. Of course, we had a sunrise at 5:51. The sunset's going to be 8:18 tonight, and the moonset 3:51 a.m. The moon rise 6:12 p.m. tonight, and it's in a waxing gibbons. Everything is really, really good for fishing.
Tell us about the rain. How long we got? When's the rain going to get a little lighter here?
Okay, the rain. It's gonna ease up about 10 a.m. It's gonna be pretty good, and then it's gonna come back about 1 o'clock. And if not 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's gonna kind of get soggy again. And then about 6 p.m. tonight is when all hell's gonna break loose.
So we got a good window to go fishing then.
Oh, yeah, perfect window. Yeah. It's all good. And what are you hearing from the fisher people? What are they doing to those little crappies that's out there? Are they catching any?
Big smiles, Gary, big smiles. Oh, my gosh. It's been a very, very good week. The last 3 weeks have been really good. Crazy good, especially for the end of May. I mean, it's just like it was the 1st of April or something. It's just... I've had more guys, more people, fisher people come in and tell me stories of their best days ever. And all species, too. It's not just one particular one. I mean, it's from bluegill to the stripers.
Yeah. Well, and I've been, I'm like you. I look at the book of face, and people are posting pictures. Big pictures of bluegill. We're seeing big pictures of crappie, big pictures of are they jigging, are they trolling, how are they catching them?
All of the above. It's been been out in the morning. There's been some top water bite, and some guys like trolling, some guys all they do is jig for them, and everybody's having success with it. I mean you pick your poison how you want to fish for them, and I just had several guys in yesterday. All they did was they were trolling with like an A rig or just whatever particular jig they were using, and they did really well, and they were catching everything, not just hybrids or stripers, but whites, a couple of walleye, a couple of crappie. So it's been really good.
The one thing that I have noticed this spring is the quality of largemouth that people are catching. I mean, I've been seeing a lot nicer catch of largemouth this year than I've seen in a long time on Lake Norfolk.
I've seen pictures of guys from their catch and have seen them in their live well of like two, three plus pounds easy.
Yeah.
I mean, a really nice size fish. And that's like been the norm the last several weeks.
Yeah. Mark caught two. One was right at six. The other was over six.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, it's like, wow, nice job, man. And then, as well, the the hybrids, the stripers, and the whites, you know, I mean, they're just, that's on right now. Find the bait fish, right, and just have fun.
Right, absolutely. And like I said, you can jig for them. You can troll for them. Live bait, artificial bait, been a little bit of everything. I've had some guys using a couple different colors on the flicker shad, mm-hmm. and just trolling with that and doing really well. Mm-hmm. I've had some guys throwing that and doing really well.
Now,
so it's pick your poison on how you want to do it. They've been biting.
Now, the crappie, the folks out there are they catching the crappie over brush piles? Or, you know, are they about 12, 15 foot? Or are they deeper?
Yep, absolutely, exactly. And a lot of guys have been using live bait, little crappie minnows, and nice size fish, 12, 13, 14 inches. And some have been getting limits, some are close to limits, of all really good sized fish. I mean, it's been really good, and they haven't been overly deep. Like I said, it could be 25 feet of water, but they're suspended in 10 to 12 feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and what about the guys that's been using, you know, the crappie lights at night? Have they been having much luck?
Yeah, they've been doing really well. There's a couple of good places where I always send people that want to fish with lights at night, mm-hmm. And you just go up there and you set your lights out and drink your Kahlua and coffee or whatever, and wait about an hour, and it brings in all kinds of bait fish. And then when the bait fish are in there, you're going to catch everything from, most guys do it to try to catch crappie, and it's been working really well, but you'll catch everything. That bait fish brings all kinds of species in, and the guys that have done that got out, and you don't have to go really far from the launch either to do that, and it's been good.
Now, what about the guys out there chasing the catfish with the limb lines, and are they starting to really get things going?
It's been. I had one guy. He had a trout line out, and what's that? 25 hooks on there. He'd caught 13.
Mm.
13. I mean, I always hear guys getting 3, 4, 5 on that. He had 13, and I saw them, and they were nice fish. They were,
When's the fish fry?
the week before last, after one afternoon, when he was coming back from setting his trout lines, he goes, "I'll be back down." And he came down, and he had a plate of catfish that he had just fried up. And he goes, "I know I always go by, and I always say, you know, I'm going to bring you fish and this and that." And he goes, So he brought us a plate. Oh, my God, it was so good.
I could go for
excellent.
I could go for a plate of fish right now. Well, it is, folks, grab the rods and reels. I mean, you know, the weekend looks better for sure, if you're a little afraid of getting wet. But next week looks really, really good, too. Really good next week. So make plans. And, you know, if you would like to go down, and I highly recommend a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's just me. Could you possibly, accommodate some folks there at the Bayou Resort? Got any cabins open next week?
We will always try to get people in, Gary. I have a soft spot in my heart for fisher people, so if they tell me they're going fishing, I go above and beyond. Yeah, like you said. And then the other part about coming in the middle of the week is there's less people on the lake. Sometimes it's like having the lake to yourself during the middle of the week if you can get away. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, for folks that would like to know more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, ask us a question on there. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I just love it when people come in and they want to chit-chat and have a cold one or a coffee or something, and we can talk about fish.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All righty.